welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage? The show we sit down with your favorite comedians and we find out if they grew up classy or if they're absolute trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a little bit of a tense day down here in Aunt Tootie's basement.
Oh, boy.
I was upstairs getting a sandwich, and I saw her, and she got wind of the sellout on the new Are You Garbage home game.
Oh, yeah?
And she's looking for a little bit of cash.
She wants to wet her beak.
She wants to wet her beak. She mentioned a name that dirtbags never want to hear, Judge Judy.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So small claims court.
We might have another
I've been there before, Tootie.
Might have another TV credit coming up. She's fucking on the prowl. My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He's wearing his Christmas flannel. Looks fantastic. That's a Christmas present.
I like how we got some star power in here. We both wear collared shirts like fucking assholes.
I'm honored.
We're both typically in pajamas.
I want it to look nice.
Yeah. School. We got Hutch coming in. You better dress up.
I got to take a shower. It's school picture day. Give it up for the boss man, Kippy Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Hey, gang. Thanks for having me, big man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
As always, please make
sure. You're on the lease.
Yeah, of course. I'm the only one with keys. Please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
Full video available on YouTube.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can subscribe there. Those numbers are true to fucking roof.
Mm-hmm.
And then Patreon.com. You can sign up. You get bonus content. You can get bonus episodes of AYG, episodes of Hard Feelings. We do live streams. It's a whole fucking scene on there, baby. Get involved.
Yes, sir. And have a nice little quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the pride of the Chicago comedy scene. Give it up for T-Bone McMuffin, Toby McMullen, everybody.
What's up, dude?
What's up, T-Bone?
There he is, doing a little Bud Light commercial.
Dude,
I like that.
Dude, fuck yeah. I'm doing great, man. I just found out that I was a Civil War general in a past life.
That explains the haircut, T-Bone. This guy's all hopped up on goofballs.
T-Bone is teasing our incredibly special guest that's here with us today that has certain views on the afterlife, which one in America. You can have views that you want. This is a family episode. We got a little company in the house. If you haven't seen her episode, please go back and check it out. It was one of our early Zoom episodes.
One of the original OGs.
Yep. Came in, did us a solid, was on the pod. We fucking love her. You guys love her. She has a brand new podcast out right now called The Voices in Our Heads. And of course, she is one half of the amazing Guys We Fucked. Only on Luminary. Do me a favor. Give me a nice big round of applause for the one, the only, Christina Hutchinson, everybody.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You were both staring at me in that last one. I thought you were like waiting for me to mess up.
You're the host of the show.
You're both the host.
That's a lot of pressure. I got a collared shirt on.
He does the intros.
Oh,
he gets nervous. He's a little flustered.
Well, your shirt's buttoned up to the very top.
He looks like a cholo.
I thought you would think that was cool. I'm trying to look cool.
Yeah, there you go. Relax. Stay a while, will you?
Can I get a cup of decaf over here or something?
This guy's all fucking tense.
Buddy, good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for coming,
Hutch. Great to see you guys. I love this place.
Thank you.
It reminds me of home. I come from garbage, too.
You're suburban Philly trash.
Uh-huh.
Doylestown trash. I've
got a Wawa tattoo. Yeah, bitch. Got it in Philly.
Stop running your fucking mouth over there, T-Bone. So come over there and scratch your eyeballs out.
Uh-huh. Whether my team wins or loses, you're getting it.
When did you get that recently, or was
a year ago, almost exactly. Okay. Last February in Philly, I was headlining Helium, which I'm going to be doing again in 2 months or whatever.
That's a pro right there. A seamless
plug.
Slipping
the plugs in.
I love it.
Well, every time I'm like, oh, every time I headline Helium, I'm going to get a tattoo.
What are you going to get next? Like the Philly Fanatic or something?
No. Oh, my God. No, that's
do you do
a
the
nightmare.
Colored ones like Sagalo does?
I want to. Oh, does he have colored tattoos?
Well, he has like a whole car.
Oh,
he's covered. Yeah, he's real trash tattoos.
Not just like the outline.
Well, so I want to do that. Yeah, I want to have more, but I'm dipping my toe into the tattoo.
Is that your first tattoo?
No, that's my second. I got one on my finger.
What's that?
It says WWBD. It was written by Nadine Strossen, who's the first female president of the American Civil Liberties Union, and it stands for What Would Beyonce Do?
Oh, my God.
And I got it with matching with my best friend that I don't talk to anymore.
Some things don't last forever.
Hey, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah, you move on.
Stick to the
I thought it was going to be like a class. Yeah, the first female president of North American Civil Liberties. Oh, it's Beyonce tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, I don't get it. Yeah, how was it? Say it to me one more time.
So we wanted the handwriting, if we could, to be someone that we look up to. my friend and I that we don't talk to anymore. This was her mentor. She's a lawyer. So, yeah, and she's this amazing woman who's written a lot of books on free speech and porn.
Oh, so you had her handwriting.
We went out to dinner with her, and we asked her if she would handwrite our tattoo.
Wow, that's fucking deep.
Yeah, and she suggested one of the things. She knew Ruth Bader Ginsburg, so at the dinner, she was like,
it's
oh, maybe
too shabby.
Maybe Ruth would do it, and we're like, oh, wait, that's... Yeah, actually, we want that. But then we're like, nah, I feel bad. We kind of took you to this dinner to ask if you could write it. So she's a very accomplished lady, and so I'm glad it's her handwriting.
Who paid for dinner?
Ooh, I think she... No, I think we split it.
Really?
We're working women.
Yeah.
We got jobs and bank accounts.
How do you feel about if you go out... All right, this is a kind of a segue into it. If you go out to dinner with a group of people, say mm-hmm. there's five people,
yeah.
How do you like doing it? Will you put your card down and take and say, hey, Venmo me? Do you chop it up or do you go, hey, I had the chicken fingers, charge me the $9.99?
Right.
Hang
right.
on, let's say five successful people.
Five
so you
successful
go out with some
people,
of your peers.
We
yeah.
split. We split it. Well, let's just split
just
it.
Chop it down the middle.
Yeah, and I will drink based on how much everybody else drinks.
Oh, I don't do that.
Really?
Yeah. I'll say, charge me an extra hundo. Kippy's having fun tonight.
What situation do you have to be in? Will you take maybe a couple close friends out and you know you're doing better
yeah.
than them?
If you took us out to dinner,
I'd lay down my card.
If we went out to dinner, you would treat?
I don't know. This is a nice studio.
Yeah,
but your Patreon's doing well. Those are public numbers. So
the lights are all rented. All right. Listen,
T-Bone's expensive. You know what I mean?
This is just the best of Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, 100%.
Can I make the reservation at Ruth Chris or not? Can you shoot me straight?
Yeah, with those shirts, you got to put in your fair share.
I'm always a big splitter. Split it.
Yeah, even on a date?
Well, I'm married now, so she pays for most things.
Sucker.
Specifically this studio, shout out.
Nice.
We got a little European money.
Yeah, we had a foreign investor that put up the upfront seed money.
Not the seed money.
Now look at us. Got Poland Springs the whole night.
I know, and you didn't even take the wrapper off, so that's...
Yeah, no.
You don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, you know what? A man
we'll give
the him
a little shout out, huh? Wet your beak, Poland Springs.
You get that garbage
You're good
money.
Kids.
Yeah.
Startup I see company. So many companies advertising. I'm like, you don't need to advertise. We know you exist.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like an ad for M&M's. I'm never going to not
I'm,
know
I'm
M&M's.
I'm never going to not, yeah.
I used to do a joke about that. You could never make another Coke or Pepsi commercial again. No one's going to stop drinking soda.
We'll
you
all got know. Me. We'll remember forever.
Yeah. It's crazy. Hmm. That's why a lot of companies bowed out of doing a Super Bowl this year. Why spend the cash? It got us coming anyway.
You just market it on Facebook.
There you go. Hmm. All right, now back to dinner. Hang on, before we get started on here.
Hungry man?
So if we went out to dinner, you would throw it down?
No, not for you guys, because you guys make money.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would it have to be?
It would have to
a
be like a struggling...
Like a broke person. Yeah, broke person.
Open mic comic?
But also, I'd have to like them. If I'm going out to dinner with them, I like
sure.
them.
Sure.
Sure, it's not just like some bum.
Yeah.
Now, I got one for you. If you go out with your parents, will you be like, I got it? Or is there like a struggle? What's that like?
I haven't talked to them in about 8 months now. So.
Oh, really?
I saw a snippet about that on Instagram. If you haven't seen Christina's
episode, shit. I didn't
you got to go back and check it out.
Just, I start crying.
You got to go back and check it out. You guys are taking a little hiatus?
Well, for the foreseeable future, yeah.
Jesus.
Well, because I don't know if this is a garbage move, but when I first started making money, I invested in a house with them so they didn't have to move to Florida.
It's never a good idea.
No,
but yeah.
So but I own half the house.
You bought their house.
I did, but I own half of it. We did an LLC so I own property
now.
You
own 50% of the LLC, which owns the property.
Is it the house you grew up in?
No, but it's a really beautiful beach house in a New Jersey town that we grew up going to.
Yeah.
Oh,
and now we
don't the house that you, not the house they live in.
Correct, yeah.
But they
correct.
Do. They were living in that house, I remember.
So they lived in Pennsylvania. We lived in Pennsylvania. Hence
right.
The Wawa and Tattoo.
Yeah.
And then when they were going to move, their budget was Florida. And I was like, but you don't know anybody there. Just mm-hmm. stay here. And
they were going to move to retire, kind of.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay. And so I was like, well, if I go in on the house with you, we can get this nice beach house.
Sure.
It's a block away from the beach, and you can live there year round, and then we can enjoy it.
There you go.
And now I'm not talking to them.
What?
Somebody didn't spring for the Mac and Mancos.
Struggle of my life.
Really?
Yeah. Well, now it's just Mancos.
Oh, yeah, it's
that
Mancos.
Sucks.
Yeah,
it's because of money? Because of cash?
No, it's not because of money. It's
they have some parties or something
some
like that?
There's some mental illness on the side, not of mine.
Sounds a lot like my family.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Ryans.
So, you know, sometimes when you don't set a boundary with a person your whole life and you just kind of cater to them, and then you're like, you know what? I'm going to draw a line in the sand. And they're like, what did you just say?
You literally
and
just
like,
described
oh, no.
my whole entire
this
life.
This is the
Holy
hell I don't
want
to be part of. And then one of my... parents showed up at my apartment after I specifically said, don't do that. And then in the morning I get up. When you wake up to a bunch of missed calls, it's never good. It's either really great news or very bad news. And it's most likely very
bad. It's a lot
news.
Of drama.
Welcome back to Are You Psycho?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
My mom's watching this right now and getting nervous. She probably wants us to move on because there's been mention of a shore house. In her near future.
Oh.
Maybe.
That Patreon.
Yeah, what
baby.
Are you talking about? I cut your checks. Where are you getting that? Where are you getting short out?
I'm
money?
Trying to string
they
her along.
This ain't a luminary,
bit.
Okay?
I'm trying to string her along a little bit in case I need a little loan down the line.
Yeah.
Hang that over.
He also talks about, like, he's like, he was going away, and he's like, God forbid the plane crashes. You're still going to have to take care of my parents.
You got to take care of my mom.
Do you guys have wills?
We don't. I own
what?
Nothing.
But you got something. But what if you die?
If I die tomorrow, I'm getting away with it. Look at it that way.
Yeah.
That it just got brought up in conversation. Credit and I are doing a finance series with Luminary, with Under Guys We Fucked. And we've been interviewing all these finance experts. And one of the women was like, you got to have a will. And I was like, really?
Oh, you should have a will.
Yeah, you should.
But I'm like, I don't talk to my parents. I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have kids.
I'll email you my social security number.
Yeah. I got a suicide note. That's what I got.
That's my will, yeah.
Pin it all on Kippy.
I don't know how it got to this point.
You only sign your debts away to him.
He made fun of my shirt.
Yeah, no, I don't have a. I literally don't own. I don't own anything. I got a 2005 Mercury Montego.
That's a car.
That's worth about. I mean, well, one, it's past inspection at this point.
They'll have to pay to take it away.
But you're married.
You're going to have to donate it to Cars with Kids.
Oh, Cars for Kids.
And those poor little bastards are going to be stuck on the side of the road.
I might have, of my liquid cash in my account, I might. I just got a spit take off the big man. I might have. I'm being honest here.
I might have hit that camera. This guy talking about liquid.
I might have.
You're frozen solid, kid. What are you talking about?
I might have $250.
Okay, well, it'll probably go to your wife.
And I own the government a couple of bucks, too.
Yeah.
I'd be
blaming that on the pandemic.
One thing I've looked into over the pandemic is if I die, who has to pay my debt? Does anybody really
to society? Someone's got to do a nickel on your behalf.
Does somebody have
your whole bloodline? Your whole
that's
bloodline.
That's what I looked into.
Patty Foley's on a chain gang.
I can imagine death is a good way to get out of a bill.
Oh
yeah, but I think no. But
that's why people fake kill themselves.
It's passed on with certain.
How do you fake kill yourself?
You said that. We'll talk about
hide
it
for
off
a while.
Shout
let's
out
just say
T-Pop.
My real name's not Henry Foley. I'll tell you that.
All right. What do you say we get into some fucking questions here?
I think we should.
We're already cooking with gas. Guys,
we'll leave the fraud conversation.
Yeah, right? It's not, I just started talking about my bat. I'm like, what are we doing here? This is Jesus Christ. Guys, so when you join the Patreon, we will read your garbage questions. Mm-hmm. We just get so many every week that it's the only way to do it. So when you sign up, we'll read your questions. That's where we are at today, baby. And speaking of, do you have a car or no?
No, I want one, though.
You want one?
Yeah, okay. I want a Dodge Charger.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. I love cars. I'm garbage. I mean, I grew up...
That's a trash car, though. Like, it's cool, but...
Trash, but like, you know, cut off jean shorts trash. Yeah,
yeah,
like,
that's still trash. I like how you double...
I'm hot trash. Yeah. It's fine.
For sure. I would be intimidated by a girl on a Charger.
Thank you. That's good. That's for what sure. I'm hoping for. My personality,
I pull up intimidated by a girl on the bus. What are you talking about?
Pull up in my 05 Montego. She's revving her engine.
Yeah, when you got a spineless personality, you need a car that says, don't fuck with me.
Yeah,
there you go.
For sure.
What color would it be? Don't tell me.
Orange.
Oh, what is wrong with you kids?
Everything is
everybody
right
with the fucking orange these days.
I don't want black or white. Like,
what so about
boring.
Yellow? Bumblebee.
No, or I'd rather have orange.
That burnt orange ain't too shabby, though.
The cops are looking for that, though. That's the new red.
Oh.
Well, what's she doing, bank jobs?
I don't know.
Yeah. Orange is just red with a little yellow.
She's probably speeding down the shore. Make sure she gets it before her parents get there.
I speed a lot.
Yeah. Do you?
Oh, my God.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you get a...
It's so funny. I forget that you're, like, pure Bucks County. I really forget that you're, like...
Yeah.
I went to high school with you. You are pure trash.
Because you didn't start in Philly. You started up here, so...
Right. It's stand-up, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, well, this is from Pat. When pumping gas, do you take the nozzle out of the car when the dollar amount shows, or do you really hold it in there to get the last couple of drops out? Because me, myself, I'm a big... I let it click, and I do a couple of fucking shakes. I get it all out.
After you pee.
It's my gas, and I need it now. You know what I mean? J.G. Wentworth style.
I like an even number.
Oh, of course, I got to do the even
They've
number.
Made it a lot harder to do that they did. These days. Yeah,
yeah, why? Yeah.
Because they're fucking dirtballs, and they know what they're doing. And
good.
Also,
they get trigger happy.
This is the first time in my life that I've ever been able to not say, you know, give me 25 on this or give me 15 on that. I actually go, I put my card in, and I fill it up.
You got fill-up money?
I got fill. Well, you know what I mean? I got fill-up money.
Yeah, definitely.
Someone's skimming. If someone's taking a skim off the books here.
You're paying for our dinner.
Yeah, I don't got fill-up money.
That's AYG on the dark web, / H-Foley. And it, or okay, if I do say 25, it starts really slowing down as it gets closer to 25.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you're telling me you don't have the technology for that thing to fucking stop on a dime?
Right.
Because they want you to fucking not get the
put
rest.
The rest in your Poland Springs bottle.
No, they want you, no, even
they
if.
They want you to leave.
They want you to leave and not get the full 25.
This no is one garbage. Prepays anymore, this, though, right? Who prepays?
I rarely prepay, yeah.
Usually I don't. But when I do, that's the scam.
That's a good point. Who prepays?
No one prepays. Unless you don't have a card.
Yeah, unless you got to do cash.
Sometimes my card doesn't work at the pump.
Or anywhere.
Truth be told.
Or most establishments.
Sometimes my card doesn't work at the pump, but it works with the guy. I don't know why.
Huh.
It always says see
cashier.
Isn't
that a fun little ride to go on, an emotional roller coaster?
Like, oh, what? God. Yeah, I always think the final foot's going to drop.
I know there's 40 bucks in there.
Yeah.
I have been terrorized by my card declining in circumstances that I did not want that to happen.
I still, regardless of how much money I do have in my account, I've never confidently swiped my debit or credit card. Ever. I have 5 different excuses ready to go. I just deposited a check. I put cash. I was traveling today.
I'm a veteran.
I got everything.
It's demagnetized. Yeah.
Which is bad because my wife, she still has a foreign credit card because we weren't able to get her banking shit set up yet. So it's all foreign. So sometimes they just like shut it down.
Oh.
Being like, oh, you've spent too much money today in a different country.
America
so
first.
Then it's on me. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like we'll go shopping. She'll be like, oh, I want this coat. And she'll like, okay. Like, oh, well, can you put it on your card? And I'm barely getting by with a couple of bucks.
Put
and
it
I'm
on
like,
3 cards.
Yeah. I was like, spread it out every time I'm like, please, for the life of me, let this thing go through.
What was the actual question?
Do you shake to get the extra couple of drips out?
Shake it. It's not. You're not taking a leak.
That's when you prepay. He's asking.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
otherwise, you would stop on a dime.
I'm not that garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I guess if you're prepaying for gas, you're hemmed up.
I can't overfill. Like if mine fills up and it says and it stops on its own, it's like 23:31. If I even give it a little bit more, it comes out. It spits it up. Yeah, my car spits it up. It's okay. Full. When
don't
it's full,
smoke
it's
a cigarette
full.
Until yeah. Way later.
That's what I thought you were gonna go. Do you guys leave the car running when you pump gas?
No.
Nah.
Really?
No.
I see.
No,
I do.
No,
I think that's old wives' tale.
Why? Yeah, but why? Leave
why
it
risk
on?
It? Yeah. What do you get out
feel
of it?
Feel alive. I don't know.
Yeah. Any minute now, yeah. I could explode.
Roll the dice a little bit. I actually drove by a gas station not that long ago where the thing went off. You know the suppression.
Really?
Yeah, it was all pink. There was some dude in there too, fucking wiping off his. He got caught in it.
What was he doing?
Car up. He was probably trying to get gas, and something happened where the fucking thing went on.
What and thing?
The
like, there's like that system, like the fire extinguisher, where it just shuts down the whole parking lot.
I've never
lot.
Experienced.
I've never.
That.
I've only ever.
I like
I've
how
never
you didn't know
it.
That there was.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
What are you talking about?
That's relatively new. I feel. I don't. I mean, they didn't,
well,
they
like
didn't
Wawa,
have that in the 90s.
In a Wawa parking lot, when you have the Wawa gas station combo,
they have that.
And everybody smokes cigarettes in the Wawa parking lot, like dangerously close
dangerous.
To the propane tanks.
Yeah.
And they have little like. Please don't smoke, but they're not very forceful about it. I'm like, this thing could go up at any minute.
You ever know anybody that pulled away with the nozzle still in it?
Yes, my mom.
Really? Yeah.
Did my mom do that, or was that my friend's mom? Somebody's mom did that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I saw some lady driving down the street with it one time. They have it set up now, so it's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's like with a new MacBook thing. You just like it
yeah,
just,
it just
disconnects.
It just clips out, yeah. In the same vein, this is from Ryan in the Facebook group. Have you ever used the gas pump specifically as a parking spot and didn't get gas? You like pulled in,
oh, and Wawa?
Parked
Hell.
There, and then walked
yeah.
in and shopped.
Yeah.
That's a dirtball move.
That's when I
that's a dirtball move.
That's the closest I ever come to like, I'm going to prepay.
Yeah, that's a real trashy move.
Well, sometimes those parking lots are aggressive places.
Yeah, oh, for sure. It's
you
like
get
yeah.
in fights.
Yeah.
You ever got
yeah,
in a fight really in a gas station parking lot?
I've definitely yelled some things with the windows up, for sure.
Sure.
If you want to consider that a fight.
Up,
yeah.
Pussy.
I'm a pussy. Well, see, that's also like, yeah, that's the difference between girls.
Yeah, no one's gonna beat you
yeah.
up.
Yeah, there's
well,
it's shorter to a fight for sure in a guy's especially in a Wawa parking lot in Philly.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if
I keep my head, I treat it like a bank job. Head down, don't make eye contact.
I've been turning into a spot as some chick just goes, me, and then just takes it, and I'm like, oh, bitch.
It's usually in like a fucking 98 Cavalier or something like that.
Or like a Dodge Neon with like a spoiler, and you're like, ugh.
Which we were just on. Neon is the trashiest car.
That's when like a girl fight at the door of a Wawa.
My first boyfriend drives a Dodge Neon.
Really?
And he put like little blue lights on it.
What color was it?
White.
Oh, God. They only made those in about three
What's
or four
What's he doing
colors.
Now?
He's a wedding videographer.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Still driving that same Neon.
Oh, man.
I hope. In my mind, yes.
Gang, I can't tell you what a hoot Kippy and I are having over there on the old stereo app. We got a fantastic show where we answer your questions every Thursday night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, guys, check it out. We're having a good time, baby. I let loose. I have a couple of cocktails on there.
It's fun.
You guys get to record your garbage questions. You send them in to us. We play them live on the broadcast. Mm-hmm. We answer them. We chop it up. It's a good time. Get involved. Stereo.com/KevinRyan or /H Foley. We get to wet our beaks a little bit. See you there.
That's right. It's live. It's free. And it's fun. We'll see you then. Kip, I got to be honest with you, man. Making trips to the post office doesn't make my day. Had to do it a couple of times last week.
Oh,
it's not fun. I know you folks out there don't like making multiple trips to the post office. That's why we're recommending our new sponsor and mailing and shipping with Stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters. You can ship packages.
Do it all, baby.
And you can pay a lot less because you get discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Mm-hmm. Stamps.com has saved businesses thousands of hours and tons of money. So what are you waiting for? With Stamps.com, you get the services of the post office and UPS all in one place. Plus, you get big discounts on mailing and shipping rates.
Yeah, guys, it's easy to use. Anybody can do it. They trained a big man to do it. He's in charge of shipping for us. It's easy. You can do it from anywhere. If you got a small business, I know we had a lot of small business owners to do it. We use it. They hooked us up. We've been sending out the playing cards using stamps.com.
So we're doing it.
Yeah, they send you a scale. You get discount packaging and discount. They got it all. Whatever you need to ship, they got it. Go to stamps.com. It's easy. You can do it from your home, your office, your car, wherever you got Wi-Fi and a computer, you can do it. It's easy peasy. Not to mention stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of expensive postage meters, baby. Mm-mm. Talking 40% off post office rates, 62% off UPS shipping rates. What are we doing here, big man? Who doesn't like to wet their beak a little
do
bit?
Do it.
So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with our promo code GARBAGE, that's GARBAGE, you get a special offer that includes 4-week trial.
Sheesh.
4 weeks.
Crazy.
Plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stick and move. Easy peasy. Go to stamps.com. Click the microphone at the top of the homepage and use our promo code GARBAGE. That's stamps.com, promo code GARBAGE, stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Now back to the show.
Yeah.
We would drag race, too, in Bucks County. Like, we would, like, because I drove a Honda, and it was stick shift. My parents made me, they're like, if you're going to drive, you have to drive a stick shift, because my mom got ran over by a truck on the beach once in Florida when she was 18, like 3 days before
she met
my dad.
Sorry to laugh. That was just such a story. My mom got ran over by a truck on a beach once.
Yeah, she did. And she had to drive herself to the hospital because her friend couldn't drive stick. And so, and then 2 days later, she met my dad. And my dad was like, you look like you got hit by a truck. And she was like, well.
I was on the beach.
That's how they met.
Jesus.
But yeah, so that's why I needed to learn. But I love stick. You have more control of the car.
Of course.
You can drag race and go around curves tighter.
So if you got the Charger, you get it in stick?
Nah, not in the city.
Yeah.
I haven't drove stick in a while.
I never really knew. Did you?
Yeah, I know how to drive the first. Yeah, same thing. We had to learn stick. We were poor.
We were
I failed my driver's test
we
three
poor,
times.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first car I had was a stick.
You failed your driver's test three times?
Because the damn parallel parking. That's the only part that got me. I got psyched myself out.
And
it's
also
all mental.
In the suburbs, I remember being like, I'm not going to parallel park ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got the mean guy. There was one guy.
There was always a guy,
there was,
especially in
the
small town.
Want,
you don't want to
like
get Mr. Roberts or whatever.
Yeah, it was like a Pensburg or something. And he's like, you don't want the guy with the white beard and the white hair. He's going to like make you feel terrible the whole time. I'm like, oh, and I got him all three times.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We called a 3-point turn back then.
K-turn, yes. Also. It's yeah. Known K-turn. As. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you do lessons or did you just learn with your parents?
Yeah, my parents just, my dad taught me in the parking lot of the school.
Yeah.
And he got real pissed off that I was fucking up his clutch. I'm like, hey, you wanted me to do this, so.
Yeah, usually ruin your first clutch.
Yeah.
Me and my dad got into a fight doing the same thing on Cathcart Road over by Montgomery County Community College.
Oh, Monco.
Little inside baseball right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, that's my Bluebell.
To the point that I got out of the car and started walking away, and he was in the passenger seat.
Wow.
Like, what the fuck?
Wait,
you didn't put it in park, asshole. He's cruising, he's floating away.
See you later.
But we had to go. We had to take the class at Monco, so our insurance would be lower. My mom had all the tricks.
Yeah,
smart.
Yeah,
smart.
My dad would just let me drive his Jeep. I was like 15 probably, and he would just be like, stay in the parking lot of his office, which I mean it was like a big parking lot. So I was like 15. Thought
let
I was,
you zip around,
dude. I thought I was in a rap video. I had the windows down. I was bumping Power 99.
Do you remember the first time you were in a car by yourself that you drove to a place?
Did I
do you remember where you rode to?
I don't know. But I do remember my mom saw me driving.
Was she
like she drove by like my dad's off and I was like fucking doing donuts in the back. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, oh, nothing.
Checking the brakes, honey. What do you think?
25 point inspection.
I don't remember that. I remember the first time I got on the highway by myself and I remember being petrified.
Yeah, scary.
Petrified.
Now I'm doing 90 down the highway. I love driving.
Well, you're not getting a charger. You're talking like this. Come on.
Yeah. No, I love driving. I love it. I want to get a car just to drive
it. When you go on the road and do you rent cars?
Yeah.
And will you be like, give me, I want like, you know, something fun to drive?
Yeah, the guy at my local Avis knows me. So if I go in when he's there, he gives me like, one time he gave me a Corvette and I was like, yes, sir.
Really? You drove a Corvette?
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, for my birthday in LA, when I turned 30, I wanted to rent a 2019 Corvette and I did. And it was the shit.
Man, you are trash.
Yeah.
Holy
such
shit.
Trash.
Why would you want to rent a car on your birthday? You're going to be drinking.
Well, I was in LA. I needed to rent it anyway.
Yeah.
You're gonna be boozing. Yeah, I don't care. Whatever. I don't need them. I did some trips where I took an Uber, but like I just like driving so much.
Man, that's garbaggio.
Renting nice cars is crazy. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's just
fun.
I know. It's just so out of my wheelhouse. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
That's too funny.
Well, in LA, rental cars are cheap. In New York, it's
like $400 a day.
Yeah, they get you coming
in LA?
And going.
No, here,
oh,
New York.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
That's why I need a guy in New York. But in LA, I can afford it.
Pretty trash
to have an Avis guy too.
Uh huh. He's a nice guy.
If you got someone at your local rent a car,
yeah.
Enterprise, all right.
Avis.
I can see Avis. Man.
But then Zipcar, I have a Zipcar membership. I got
that's crazy expensive.
Speaking of
though.
Trash, I got the rentals are, but it's like nice to not deal with anybody.
Sure.
The last rental I got because I did a gig in Long Island and I was like, oh, I'm gonna drive to it. I had credits on my Zipcar. The car had just been crashed into. It looked like. And I was like, really? And then you open the
sucker.
Seat, you open the door and you're like, did someone diarrhea everywhere? Like it was stained. Crumbs, and I'm like, ugh, I miss my Avis guy.
Yeah, I did Zipcar once, or it was, I forget what it was. I had that, and like Enterprise did it too. I had a couple of them, like, and I was always like trying to jockey it. It was like Lyft versus Uber, who had the cheaper deal, and I'm like, oh, I'll do this. And I went, it was at like a parking lot, you know what I mean? Like just like a parking garage, and I went in, and I guess not a lot of people use it, and it was there, and the attendants had the keys to it. And they're like, well, this is not really one person's car. This is just like this car, so the attendants used to just sit in it and smoke
Bernie.
And dude, I literally pulled up. I'm like, yeah, I'm here to check out the Zipcar, the Camry, or whatever. And there was a guy smoking a blunt in it. And I was like, he was like, yeah, here you go, man. Just put the four windows. I'm like, all right.
But
yeah.
I'm like, can you call? I got that reminded me. I'm like, can you call? I want to call Zipcar and be like, why'd you give me a car that was crashed into? Like, can I get my money?
You should
back?
At least get some more credits.
Get credits. Yeah, give my credits back.
Damn. All right, let's see.
This episode is not brought to you by Zipcar.
Fuckers.
This is from Alex Sherman. When you were a kid, this is a 100% dirtball move. When you were a kid, did your parents ever take your bedroom door away?
Holy shit.
That was all I had was my
bedroom door.
So
yeah.
No. They did not.
Yeah, I think she did.
Foley, what'd you do?
I don't know.
You're not going to close that door in my house.
No one's jerking off onto my roof.
Got caught touching yourself? Jesus sees everything, Henry.
We were never allowed to have our doors closed.
I never
Ever?
Made
Even
sense
by
to
yourself?
Me.
No. We weren't allowed to have the doors closed.
Why?
Sounds well, like some commie bullshit. This is yeah. America, baby.
They knew what we were doing. And your roof. Listen, if a door was closed in my house, somebody was jerking off.
Yeah. Well,
didn't matter who. Didn't matter a plumber, who. Your mom, anybody? Yeah.
Didn't matter who it was.
Fully jerked off like he was in a POW camp.
He's getting whipped.
Only have a minute. Or you jerk off behind your door that's open.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
The Freddy Krueger.
You gotta be okay. Yeah. You just gotta be okay doing it standing up.
Did you have to have the bathroom door open?
Yeah,
bathroom
like,
door.
They like to watch, you know what I mean? No, you were allowed to have the bathroom door, but I don't think we were allowed to lock it.
Or, you not couldn't to, lock your
not
bathroom?
Not that we weren't allowed, but we didn't.
It was clearly frowned upon.
Yeah, it was clearly. Hey, why is that door locked? What are you doing in there? It'd be
I'm
like that.
It off. You mind?
Give me some fucking privacy.
Just was Married with Children. What do you think I'm doing in here? I'm
oh,
working
man,
it.
That would get you going.
Where'd
as
you jerk off in your car? Where'd you jerk off?
In my car. What am I? 12 years old with a car?
Oh, I'm thinking
at the
15.
Office. in my bed.
Oh.
In my bed at night.
With the door open.
And the windows down. Yeah. Wow. Absolutely.
Set the alarm for 3 a.m. to wake up. Make sure the rest of the house is sleeping.
Knock the dog out. No, but I remember she took the door. They took my door off the hinges and set it there.
Wow.
For a period of time.
Power, that's a power move.
Power move.
I can't remember why what I did. I'm sure I deserved it.
I don't know.
I think so.
You probably did.
Yeah, I can't remember.
From what I know,
was.
I know. If we lived together, I would have taken your door off.
I was a real bad kid. I was a bad kid.
He's a bad adult. What are we talking about?
What'd you do as a kid that was bad?
I caused a lot of trouble.
Get more specific.
Never cleaned my room. Ran off at the mouth. Gotten some fights in high school and stuff like that.
I mean, but that's kid stuff.
Yeah.
It's like the Sandlot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Killed my neighbor.
Drowned the dog. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I never had that. No. All right. This is.
Were you allowed to have your doors locked?
Yeah, I mean, it was the parents were divorced. It was just my
nice.
Mom. She was working. It was like
they got other fish to fry.
Yeah, it was like and my brother was bad. So it was like as long as I knew, I'm like, well, there's the line. If I just hang
stay
out
under the radar.
If I hang out in the back, I mean, if I'm not the biggest problem that day, I'm cool.
You know?
Sure.
So I just fucking he was the one. He was the one storming the beach. I was just hanging out in the back.
And you were allowed to have your door locked.
I can have it locked. No one ever.
You have a brother?
Yeah, an older brother.
An older brother, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like girls got away with their doors being closed more.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, my
there's
parents.
A privacy
were,
thing
my parents
for,
yeah.
for younger girls.
Yeah, but they also fought. Yeah, but young boys, we're humans. We don't need privacy more or less than you. But my parents were fighting so much that they didn't have time to worry about it.
Ah, nice.
So, yeah.
I see the fighting continued, too. Yeah. Just with you now.
Yeah.
Well, this is in the same vein. This is from Corey. Did the front door of your house open up directly into your living room?
No, we had a foyer, but my parents did smoke.
Where else would it open?
My parents did smoke cigarettes in their garage, closed, and then sometimes they would leave that door open, which opened to the living room, and that was just...
Did both your parents smoke?
Both of them smoked. My dad smoked 2 packs a day,
damn.
And then he just quit because one of their friends died of cancer.
Yeah, it
he
scares
just
the
quit,
shit out of you. Yeah.
And now I smoke.
Yeah, me
and I'm
too.
Like, this is fun.
Yeah. Were you like a smoking section kid? Like when we went somewhere, we were in the smoking section.
No, we didn't do that. They kept the smoking to the garage.
Would they go out when you're eating a meal? Would your mom or dad get up during the meal and go out and have a smoke?
I don't remember.
That's always trashy.
Maybe. Yeah, they probably did. I know we didn't sit in the smoking section.
My dad never did it, but my dad would get up or my mom would get up and like, you know, after the appetizers between the entrees.
That's
just
so
needs a moment
trashy.
Away from her family.
That's so trashy.
Get me out of this.
Come back reeking.
Well, that's one of the beautiful things about a cigarette is like the break from whatever
you're
currently
stepping,
doing.
It's the escape.
That's the thing I like about it.
I'm oh,
like,
of course.
I want to quit one day for sure, but I'm like, I still want that escape.
I need a reason to go stand outside for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
A smoke at a wedding is really nice.
Especially because people are smoking that don't normally smoke. Hey, who's got them?
Feel
like, I feel like a drug dealer. I'm like, over here. Kippy's got them.
Here's some real garbage. Have you ever been to the one smoking section at Disneyland? Oh, it
yeah.
is the most depressing
what?
Place
yeah,
on
yeah,
earth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is so sad. It's like people with no arms.
Yeah. Tobacco town.
Yeah. And there's only one smoking section, so you're all like herded into this little fence of shame. And
yep.
Everyone's
yeah.
just nasty. And you're
like, ugh. You're like an exhibit for everybody else to look at.
Yeah. Come meet Ricky the Mouse.
Yeah, and all the parents are like, that's what you could be, end up like, honey. And you're like, ugh. All right, ugh, fuck you guys.
That's just a smoking section at Disneyland?
Yeah, because you yeah, can't just smoke anywhere.
There's one in each park or whatever.
It's just like a little corral where you
can
smoke.
But in Six Flags, there's like 20 smoking
sections.
Well,
Six Flags is a little lower, you know, lower caliber human than Disney. Disney's about a fucking jihad to get in there. Six Flags is a can of Coke.
Even Disneyland?
What's Disneyland in
California?
California? I've never been.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, there's one smoking section.
Yeah.
Wait, did you go there as a kid?
No, Disneyland as an adult.
Okay, I was going to say, that'd be. Did you go to Disney World as a kid?
Yes.
Huh.
My grandparents lived in Florida, yep.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Cried on the ET ride.
You ever hit the smoking section of an airport?
Yeah, I've walked by them, and because some places don't have them, but I'm like, oh,
I've never seen this.
Really? It's like a shed in the terminal.
Yeah, it's glass doors, and they're clear, but you can't see anything because there's just much.
You're in a hot box,
and
you're
in a sauna of
Japanese
cancer.
Businessmen on their last leg.
Yeah, and like,
and it's always, I mean,
leathered women.
Yeah.
Leathered women.
It's tough. And dude, you can't get the smell out for fucking weeks.
Nah.
Your luggage.
Your hair
everything.
Fucked.
Your shoes.
Yeah.
I was just saying, I went to this nice resort last weekend for my anniversary.
Ooh.
And they had a Sig hut like hidden
out front. It was in the Poconos,
relax. Very nice though. It's very nice. He shits on it.
In the Poconos?
Yeah.
It wasn't not in the Poconos.
It wasn't not. It was Pocono-ish. It was the greater Pocono region.
It wasn't France. Let's put it that way.
It's called Woodlock Lodge. It's very nice. Very expensive. And we could have went to fucking Europe for the amount of money we fucking spent.
Damn.
But they had a Sig hut.
Indoors?
Outdoors.
Okay.
Because it's
like
so
a gazebo?
Yeah, it's a gazebo with a heater. And I was nobody else was in it for the like 48 hours I was there. Except me, and I was loving it. I was treating it like my VIP section.
And they're chain smoking.
I had my feet up. I was in my robe just going to town.
Have you ever bought a carton? I've never bought a carton. I can't move myself to do it because it's too garbage.
It is.
Even though it's fiscally responsible.
Well, not anymore. It isn't. It used to be.
Oh.
It used to get like a price break on them. Now it's just the same price. But when I would go.
Wait, really?
I think that changed a couple of years ago. When I had first moved up here and we were really fucking poor, like, you know, doing open mics and shit.
Yeah.
And I would go down to Philly. I would get a carton in Philly because it was like, I don't know, $60 or $70 bucks or something, whereas a pack here was like $14.
Yeah, no, when I was a kid, we would drive down from Virginia to North Carolina to get cartons of cigarettes because my mom...
Just four cartons?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, God.
But it was like a 12-minute drive. We lived in Chesapeake, Virginia, so it was close.
Okay.
But it was like, you know, like a 20, 30-minute drive, but just to get cartons.
Anytime you cross state lines for tobacco,
fireworks
garbage,
alcohol,
it's bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
in Philly,
yeah.
The big thing was right at Delaware and get the booze.
Oh,
or people go to Delaware to get like TVs and stuff.
Or something on a
no
Sunday.
Sales tax.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know whose this was, but have you ever been drunk? Oh, here it is. This is from Kristen. Have you ever been drunk at an amusement park?
No, I don't like day drinking. Day drinking.
I get sleepy.
Get her out of here.
I'm just gonna go to sleep
right away. That's offensive.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to bed right away.
It's a game that you gotta push through it. You can't slow down.
I don't have that chutzpah in me. I don't have the push.
Have you been drunk at an amusement park?
Oh yeah, I mean you do the countries at Disney World. You get a drink in each country. We're trash. We go as a whole family because you go to all like that's at Epcot, I guess. So you do all the Magic Kingdom and whatever, and then you go to I think it's Epcot has Eat the Countries, right? There's like China and Germany. And in each place, you get a different drink. They have like a cocktail of that
that's
region.
That's fun. I would do that.
Yeah, I made it to like fucking Japan before I caused a fucking scene, dude. I was a Godzilla in that motherfucker. I was fucking yelling and shit. Fuck
imagine-
you mean I can't have another one?
You get cut off at Epcot. That's sad.
Yeah. By the time you get to like, by the time you get to Asia, you're smoking wherever. It doesn't matter.
Kicked out of Yugoslavia.
I imagine when I smoke, it's like a French girl, but it's not how it comes off.
No, that's the other thing.
French people smoke way hotter.
Oh, Europeans do it. It's very like they're yeah,
I try,
yeah.
But I'm like, eh.
I'm real bad with it. The fat guy smoking is bad.
Yeah, it's like a shirt untucked. You're in a parking garage.
It sticks on me more, the smoke. I don't know why.
He comes in here and he's like, how you doing? And it's tough.
Wow.
It's hard.
Sticks
like a bus driver. Yeah, I don't know
like maybe if you sweat while you smoke.
Maybe.
And it just gets absorbed.
Well, maybe, there's a bigger surface area. There's more cloth to get stuck on.
Gets in my clothes.
You're
I don't know what it is.
A comforter smoking.
Like a fire blanket with a cigarette.
But I feel like when a girl smokes sometimes, like that smell is kind of sexy because there's like that mix of cigarette and perfume. Remember that when you were a kid?
Oh, yes. You my mom. That's my mom. Ew, Foley wants to bone his mom. Yeah.
You just described Patty. Oh, Henry, take your door off the hinges. I'm coming
over. Are you jerking off again?
Pull your little peanut out. I want to take a peek.
Shout out to Patty who's watching this right now.
Weird.
No, you don't remember that? Like a...
that was the most genuine weird ever. I loved it.
You we all have our own relationship with our own mother that's unique.
You don't remember like the babysitter when you were a kid, like the hot babysitter that like had a, that smelled like perfume and a cigarette?
No, most of my aunts.
I'm the weirdo.
No, I'm no. I understand what you're saying, but I didn't sexualize.
I've seen a couple of your aunts.
Loser.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, you're closer in age to them than me. All right. Let's see. This is from Nick. Has your family ever taken a cast off at home to save a trip to the doctor?
Jesus. That's
funny.
Which my brother has taken his own off for sure. And I've helped a friend take theirs off.
I never had a cast.
Really?
But I did dislocate my elbow while my parents were having an Amway meeting in their living room. And let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
It hurt. My brother was
Wait, what's Amway?
Amway.
That's like the pyramid scheme,
It's like Avon.
Yeah, it's like Avon, but like trash Avon, if you can imagine. Amway, they sold like steaks and stuff.
It's so funny because like on the surface, you look so like.
I'm not, man.
You are pure garbage.
Yeah.
Trashola.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Doing an A. Mom, can we go to the hospital? I dislocated my elbow. No, let me finish this fucking pyramid scheme, bitch.
Let me tell you about how many steaks I sold in little
Christina, be quiet. We're grifting over here.
We need this money. Look at the elbow.
You'll go lay
and bring her in.
That's the final pitch. My mom pushed Avon for a little bit.
Yeah, my grandma did Avon.
Little skin so soft.
And my parents, we had a lot of Avon like glassware growing up. We also had a lot of Trump glasses, like from the casinos. They went to the casinos a lot.
What they play? Steal? Did they have like a game they played?
I don't know. I thought slots.
Yeah, you seem like slots people. Not
gonna lie. Not gonna lie.
A bunch of slots.
You guys, I'm getting this up. I'm getting a jackpot vibe
slots.
Off you.
That was my nickname in high school. Put a quarter in, see what happens.
Old Nickel Slot Hutchinson, everybody.
I was such a prude. I like to think I was a slut.
What did your parents do growing up, job-wise?
Dad was in the Navy. Got drafted into the Navy.
Got drafted
a week before he got his college acceptance letter. So he was like, all right, I guess I'm doing this. And then he stuck with it. And then he had all these jobs afterwards that were like very confusing for me. He was a chief in the Navy. And then I remember he worked at Pizza Hut after he retired. He got held up by gunpoint twice, and he's like, all right.
Pizza Hut?
In Virginia Beach.
Damn.
And then he swept parking
lots. Like their pizza down there, huh?
He drove one of those parking lot
sweepers.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait, you were just in the Navy, huh?
Yeah, that's
I think he just wanted something to do.
That's an odd move. Damn.
Yeah. He's like, I just want to see what this is like. But he's a car guy, too, so I thought he was going to, you know, do car stuff, but no.
He was a car guy? That's where you get the charger from?
Oh, yeah. He has a 76 Trans Am that I almost bought, but now that we're not
that's
talking
the, it's nice, but that's the trashiest
very
of
trash.
The car.
With the
Trans
bird,
Am
with
the
bird on the
hood.
Top,
the T-top?
No T-tops, I wish, but it was white with the blue stripes and the blue bird.
I
know it.
There you go. That's a good car for you.
And my brother's first car was a 68 Camaro.
Yeah, because she's trash.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
We lived in a nice neighborhood because we had our house built in Virginia. It was cheap, but it was like, you know, nice houses.
Is this
nice
before
houses.
Or after Pennsylvania?
This is before.
Before PA.
I was born in PA, moved to Virginia for 10 years back.
And then came
PA.
Back, right.
Yeah.
Warrants clear up.
Yeah, right. We went junkin'. So my parents had an antique store in a flea market.
Right?
And we would go
Remember
through
this?
People's trash. To get to collect stuff. And we had a van that was so disgusting looking that our neighbors would like write us passive aggressive letters to say like, you need to move that
what
van.
What kind of van was it?
It was, I don't know what the brand was, but it was just like all, every kind of brown you can imagine, striped, like plaid. It was a plaid van. It was bad.
Man.
It smelled like cat piss.
What did your dad want for the Trans Am? Was he giving you a good deal or no?
I don't remember.
$37,000.
Is this recently?
Yeah, I was going to buy it a year ago, and then COVID happened. We're like, I don't know. But I wouldn't drive it in the city. I'm like, I've got to keep it in a garage. Yeah. I'm not going to drive that in the city.
You have to keep the charger in a garage, too, if you got a new
charger. But I would be able to drive that. You know, I could drive people around in that. That could sit. You know, it's two-door, the one that I'm thinking of, but it has good back seats.
Yeah.
Charger.
It's a big car.
Yeah. Bulky.
Damn. All right, this is from Mike. Have you ever had black lights or black light accessories?
Yeah, I have one now.
You do?
I've got one. I went to Spencer's Gifts with Corinne. We went to the American Dream Mall, and those
you
ball,
two are garbage.
Those,
your place is a little tripped out too.
I know.
You have wait. I'll hold on. Put a pin in that. You have the coolest apartment, by the way.
Thank you very
that
much.
That fucking little hut, or what do you call that? Your
it's
room
a nook.
Up there.
It's like a nook.
It's like a little weird room.
Yeah it's like an elevated it's like clubhouse. Room. It's really cool.
That you can't stand up in. It's nice. Yeah, so I bought one of those like globes where you turn it on and there's all these like pink stuff, and when you touch it, it like
the static lights. One.
Yeah,
holy
it's awesome.
Shit,
it's so cool,
dude. That is
it's only $25.
Growing up, did you have the stars on the ceiling?
Yes, I did. The planets, man. The planets.
Man, we had a black light in college, but that was just for acid purposes. It had a function.
Yes, a couple of scientists over
there. Why else? I guess it's just a trippy look, the black light, other than like, did someone jizz on my bed?
Yeah. Now,
unless you're doing drugs, I don't know why you would have a black light.
Wait, they're for drugs?
Yeah.
I mean, to.
What drug? Cocaine?
No, be like, look at that. It's cool, I guess.
Oh, like do drugs and then turn the black light on.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why anytime
do drugs.
As a
trip out.
As a freshman in college, you roll up to a party and they got a black light. It was always a roll of the dice to see what was going to be on your. You're like, it's you fucking. You're like, I spilled a meatball on there earlier or whatever. You know what I mean? Fucking every stain shows up. You look like a real jerk off.
I hated that.
Yeah, I guess a black light is a douchey move at a party.
Yeah.
Let's see who doesn't clean themselves.
Exactly. I can get stains
on
that's some passive aggressive bullying.
Yeah. Talk about microaggressions.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty fun. Hit people with the black light when they walk into your place. Just check you out real
quick. You guys.
You wouldn't be allowed in anywhere.
You guys should sneak in. I mean, I guess you could only do it once. The bit wouldn't work unless. But like all of a sudden, you're talking to somebody who you think has jizz all over them.
And drop
then
the lights
drop
on
the
them.
Lights and just switch into party
good.
Mode. That'd be fun.
Oh.
I like it.
Prank time.
Could do that in here.
I love
pranks.
That's
the idea.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Replace, yeah.
Damn. All right, this is from Nick. Do you pick things out while shopping and decide you don't want them and just drop them wherever?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I was going to start an Instagram account called Fuck These Groceries, and it was just like misplaced.
That's pretty
like,
funny, actually.
Like a pack of ham and like the cereal aisle.
Wait,
I always see that. It makes
groceries?
Me laugh.
Groceries I can't do. Clothes, I go through like it's my closet.
No, I got a bigger bone to pick with you. Groceries, who cares? It's whatever. It's chaos already. Someone's got to fold those clothes, though.
So you're gonna ruin that product.
I'm saying if you got a fucking 16-pound ham, don't put it with the fucking canned goods. But I mean, if you have a thing of can of corn, you can put it with the beans or whatever. It doesn't matter.
No. Yeah. All right. But
it's disorienting to see.
If you take it off the shelves, they can't sell it anymore.
Yeah, you're talking about perishable items. And then, yes, they
perishable.
Do. They put that shit right back.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I've worked at.
I feel like
I've
clothing,
worked at grocery
clothing
stores.
Stores are set up weird. Like, you don't have to make it that hard for everyone to, like, who works there. You know, one little flick of the rack and it's all fucked
it's
up.
It's awful. I hate it. I used to have to fold. Fuck. I folded 10,000 pairs of jeans.
What are you going
to
do otherwise?
What do you mean?
What are you hanging out? You're working. You should go around and keep folding.
Oh, I fucking hate you. You're in the dressing room. Do you have this in a 7XL?
Shocker, they don't fit.
Meanwhile, someone asks the fucking food runner for a water. Foley will stab you in your throat.
Yeah, meanwhile, like if you don't have perfect etiquette in a fucking restaurant, you get mad when people want to split the bill.
Or we're living in a society here.
Yeah, as you're throwing t-shirts behind you like a jerk off.
It's a society until you step into Hollister, then it's fucking Vietnam.
Ooh.
And first of all,
I
only shop at low-end places. I do it at like Kmart and Walmart. They're expecting animalistic behavior. It'd be suspect if I did put it back.
This guy's a narc. This guy just folded his own t-shirt. This guy's a narc.
That's how you get stabbed. Have
you ever tried to fold it and you're like, this is way worse? And you're like, yeah, you tried.
It's like a
Pinterest fail where you try to make a cake that looks like Mickey Mouse and it just looks like an asshole.
I'm always impressed that people do know how to do that well, that can fold clothes.
I always fold it. I always put it back. At least make an attempt.
And where it goes?
Yeah.
That's nice.
And I'll even like... It's just because I've been so mad at someone who's like picked up a t-shirt and then dropped it.
Well, that's rude.
On like a freshly stacked thing, and I fucking hate it. It's a big pet peeve of mine. It's true. What do you want from me?
I feel attention.
Yeah.
This is from Izana. Have you ever had to ask a friend for your or has a friend ever asked you for urine? Or have you ever asked anybody?
They know
for
not
it?
To go to me.
Yeah, yeah, no yeah. shit.
Have you ever had to go to anybody for it?
I've never had a test. Really? I if a job requires me to give them a urine sample,
not
that's not a company that I want to be a part of.
I don't like your mission statement, dorks.
Yeah. Fucking nerds.
I believe this is intrusive on my personal rights.
Yeah. I've had people asked me for sure, because I never smoked weed in high school.
Hmm.
So I was I always had the goods if you needed it.
We always just did the thing you get at GNC, the gallon thing.
But it's like, what is marijuana going to do to your job? You know what I mean? If you suck at your job, you suck at your job. It's not because of the weed.
Get you kicked off the football team.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess.
It's no good.
Is that how you, did you get kicked off the football team?
No.
Were you on the football team?
I was on the football
team. Nice.
But there was always threats of getting kicked off the football team. And yeah, we were
Foley, if you're smoking that Chiba, you're going to be hit the bricks.
I find reefer in your bag.
We were smoking doobies. So we'd get that gallon tea anytime there was ever a threat of it.
Yeah, I was a theater kid, so we were all high and fingering each other, and no one cared.
Damn, I should have been in the theater. Could have been high fingering myself?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, yourself? Sure.
Damn.
Hey, where's everybody else?
This is where we're supposed to meet? Okay.
Where's your black light on me? What's going on here?
All right, this is from Matthew. Is it classy or garbage to put your chocolate candy in the freezer before eating it?
I mean, I do it.
Yeah. Gentleman's move.
Yeah, I think it's the right move. Yeah.
Gentleman's move.
It's a whole different piece of candy.
That's a,
sure.
Yeah.
It's a different
you're
experience.
Elevating the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for storage, if you're not going to get to it right away.
Yeah, and just adding temperature to texture.
100%.
I mean, if you could, why wouldn't you?
What's your go-to candy bar? Chocolate bar. What are you doing? You going like high end, or you going like Snickers? What are you doing?
Nah, I do Reese's. I love freezing a Reese's.
Yeah. Talk about America right there. Baby.
That's right.
Freeze a Reese's all day, daddy-o.
Fucking apple pie right there.
4th of July. She was a hooker.
The red, white, and blue. I'll tell you that. The Reese's peanut butter cup. Good night.
Damn.
They're coming out with a show based on the History Channel's The Men Who Made America.
No.
They're coming out with one, The Candies That Made America. The whole story of like Hershey's and all these people. Yeah.
Are you narrating it?
Have you gone to the Hershey ride in Hershey, Pennsylvania?
I've been to Hershey, PA.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah,
many times.
Yeah. That was fancy. Not fancy for us though, but like.
It was a step up from Six Flags.
Yeah, the default was Six Flags, and it was like we did Six Flags every now and then, but then Hershey was only like we've done twice.
It's
in
like
our life.
Yeah, Six Flags, your life is in the hands of a 15-year-old, but then Hershey, your life is in the hands of like a 20-something Amish woman.
And you can have a nice dinner.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And see a show.
Man, Six Flags. I haven't been to a Six Flags in a long time, but the clientele there is tough.
Oh, it's bad.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I remember I was a camp counselor one time, and we went to Six Flags we took all the kids to Six Flags as a trip.
Show you what can happen to you? You don't stay in school?
And there was multiple people wearing jeans in the wave pool. And I was like, what are we doing?
Why do you hate yourself
so much? What
are
we doing?
Much?
I'm like, I'd rather you naked or in
love
your underwear.
Love yourself.
Yeah.
I remember the safari at Great Adventure was pretty good.
I never
good.
Got to go on that.
Wasn't bad.
Was that with the animals?
Well, yes.
Like,
safari.
We never did it. We never, like, that
no,
was
you
like.
You go through the smoking section in a car.
You not,
in a minivan.
I wasn't
do you not
sure.
know what a safari is?
I wasn't sure. That was never, I mean, first of all, I don't think giraffes are indigenous to New Jersey, by the way. Okay?
You would think not, but.
That was like, that was a thing my dad would be like, we don't do that. That's not for us. That's for Europeans and idiots or something. I don't know. That wasn't something we did. Everything was European. I don't know what he had against them. Maybe.
Giraffes are not in Europe either.
Hey, what about I never said that. Man was smart, okay?
You would hit a petting zoo, though, right?
Oh, I love
at
petting
the
zoos.
State fair, at the Pennsylvania State Fair at the racetrack. I don't know if you ever did that at the racetrack.
I don't think I did that. I went to the local fairs. Petting zoos are the shit.
Petting zoos are a good time.
Oh, my God.
I famously, I think we've talked about this a couple times, I famously
bubble gum.
Gave bubble gum to a potbelly pig, me and my boy Pat.
Did it
and
die?
No, he sat there and chewed the bubble gum for 5 hours.
Did he blow a bubble?
And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. He was just...
Oh my, it's the food that never ends.
We just laughed forever. It was great.
Were you high?
No,
wow.
I don't think so.
Nice.
Just a couple of kids out on the town.
It's like Foley with a Nicorette.
Yeah, I think we ran out of quarters.
Give the pig Nicorette.
Oh, I'm gonna be fucked up.
Here's a patch, pig. You need this.
Start smoking.
Damn. All right, a couple
That's
more here.
Fun.
This is from Tank. Have you ever taken outside food into a different restaurant? Which, like, that's unforgivable to me.
No.
The last place I waited tables at was Bear Burger at in NYU. Worst little fucking pieces of shit ever. Yeah. Fucking NYU.
I cannot imagine you Foley, serving yeah. NYU kids at a Bear Burger.
Excuse me, sir.
What's the ingredient list for your buns?
Dude, there was a couple of guys that I almost fought, and I saw one of them. He's a professor there. This was months later after I quit. I was leaving the city. I was in the car. I was on 58th Street and 2nd Avenue about to cross over to the bridge, and out of nowhere, him and this guy just walk across the street. I swear to God, I thought about running this guy over.
Wow, that bad,
huh? He was such a fucking prick.
Power
they all
play?
Were. It was this one professor that had like, what do they call when people study together?
Group study?
Something like that, yeah. They would all.
I like how you couldn't put use what's it called when a group studies together? Group studies, something like that.
I didn't go to a fancy school like NYU, all right? I was waiting tables at fucking Bear Burger in LaGuardia Place. It's a fucking nightmare. But they would all come in.
42 at the time.
They would all come in and they would expect to be treated like fucking gold. None of them were paying. The professor paid, which I assume the college paid. Probably my tax dollars at work there fucking
nice.
Feeding these kids. And they were such fucking dicks.
Would they say stuff to you? Would they talk to you?
They would just be so like, can I? They were just such
they
fucking.
Would,
sir, can you not eat my burger?
Yeah. Hey, I saw we do things around here.
Well, one for me, two for you.
I want to share.
Better you get poisoned or something like that.
How'd
you
quit? Did you have a big quit? Like, I'm sick of this place.
No, the last day that I worked there, it was like right around Memorial Day of last summer. And they just started pulling staff away left and right. Like, it just got worse and worse and worse. And it was like me and one guy on the floor. All right. And they had the fucking outside open. And these people came in. And I almost got into a fight with the one kid because he was a little French kid. He's like, why isn't that a table ready? I'm like, you got to give me a minute. I mean, literally, I'm not standing there fucking watching SportsCenter.
Right.
We're running around. I'm fucking pouring sweat. And he's still fucking breaking my balls. And I finally stopped. I was like, listen, man, your table's not ready. Fucking relax or something like that.
Oh,
and then his buddy.
And then the sound stopped. The music stopped.
Yeah.
What did you just say to our customer?
Exactly. Then his buddy went over and bitched at me to my general manager. But then the next day I just called and said, hey, I'm not coming anymore.
Take that.
That was it. Yeah, take that.
Take that, Burger Boys.
Still need that last check, though.
Big man out.
Still going to need that corporate discount. But they would bring.
Imagine you working at Bear Burger.
He's a good waiter. As much as shit as I give him and break his balls, he's a really good waiter.
You would be a great waiter, but
you're very
the people,
personable.
But like, just like a high, like a stick up their ass clientele, and you not.
I worked in fine dining. I could handle that. It was just they were just little fucking pricks.
They were twats.
And they would bring in their own food all the time. They're like, dude, you can't eat that in here. But everybody else is eating, you know, what does it
food
matter?
They bought here. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
What is this, France?
People are pieces of shit.
Was this European bullshit? I was a valet at a car dealership with me and two of my buddies. A valet at a car dealership with me and two of my buddies, and we went on strike demanding a $2 raise an hour or something.
You're
wow,
joking.
You went on strike, you little
and they
protester.
Were like, yeah, get out of here. And I was like, all right, see ya. You know, and that was,
wow.
They were like, I was like, yeah, they're like, no, we're not doing that. And I was like, all right, well, later, man.
Who are you
I
to think you have
quit.
Some kind of flexibility?
I was in college. It was a summer job for me. My two idiot buddies were working there as their like
goes.
Career.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, fucking, it's like, it's Memorial Day weekend. Let's get the fuck out of here and go down the shore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
Rosa Parks over here.
And then
here.
They quit. And my
take a hike, buddy.
My buddy had to, he was afraid to tell his mom that he quit because he was still living at home. So he had to dress up in the morning and leave until she left the house. And then he would come back and hang out during the day.
Wow. Yeah. I wish I quit. So many times. I worked at
so many times.
What did you do before you you know, got rich and famous and successful?
What was your last day job in New York?
Last day job in New York was at a WeWork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like
I scanned shit in the accounting department. And I got it through temping. I temped a lot. And they're like, we want you to come on and stay on. And I was like, great. And then they're like, what do you want your title to be? I'm like, can it be scanner girl? And they're like, okay.
She was a scanner girl.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm the scanner girl. But I worked at a restaurant when I was in college. I was just so meek and just intimidated by everything. And this fancy restaurant in Union or in Lincoln Square, Lincoln Center.
Yeah.
Really?
Right across the street from Lincoln Center is this Italian place. It was very, they sang, when it was your birthday, they had like an opera group come out and sing. Like it was rich. Larry King
I know the
went
joint
there.
You're talking about.
Larry King went there all that, like something with an F. And they told I was a hostess, and they told me that I needed to wear more makeup. And I was just like, what?
Oh, my God.
No, they go, I'm sorry. They go, you need to wear makeup when you come in here. And I was like, I am wearing makeup. But instead of going, fuck this shit, I was like, maybe I'll just put on more makeup tomorrow. Yeah.
Did
sorry,
you?
Sorry, you have to look at me. Yeah.
Man.
Fucking.
I didn't know how to use my words. I didn't know how to use my words to stand up for myself. So it really just a lot of. Just a lot of, I can't stand this for one more second. You really wait until your top's about to burst.
That's always the way I am. And yeah. Then it's you look back on that shit, and you were like, you just could have removed yourself from the situation.
With respect and dignity attached.
Yeah, because like that's the thing with those jobs is like, you do, like, fucking, this is like so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you're so angry walking around. You don't get that. Like, working in restaurants is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
And then you become that guy, that psycho guy. That's yelling at everybody that they didn't do their side work because they're so frustrated.
Oh, you let it out on others.
I worked at a law firm that represented banks during the mortgage crisis. So they were taking people's houses.
Wow!
And I was like the devil. But like I worked in the accounting side of it. So I'm like, well, I'm not real, and I needed the money.
I'm not really the devil. In, so.
But and it was like short term. I had no money. It was either that or be homeless. So
yeah.
So I was working there.
Like
and,
your clients.
And yeah, there we go. And
that's a good one, Foley.
I got in a fight with my boss who like, she hated me. She just fucking hated me. And I was like, you know, whatever. Like, and I was going to lunch when this fight started. So I was like,
just walked out of the
fight. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Fuck, you know, whatever. And like, it wasn't like, fuck you, I quit or anything. I was just like, whatever. And I went and got two slices of fucking pepperoni, like a fucking gentleman.
Like one does.
And I came back to a company-wide email of 800 people saying Kevin Ryan has quit the firm.
Wow.
She thought me being like, fuck this, I'm out of here. I came back
pizza.
And everybody looked at me. They were like, what are you doing?
Were you like, that's not what I meant?
Yeah, I'm like, no, I was just going on. Like, I clocked
out. I thought we were finally talking here.
Well, I can't like pretend, pretentious, whenever your work has pretentious people, it's rough. One of the last college jobs I have was at the Apple store, and we would deal with a lot of, when people's phones don't work, they get really upset. And Apple I see why they do this now. They train you more customer service and product knowledge.
Yeah.
So that you
like
can
problem
de-escalate
solving.
A situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Most people suck.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And when their phone's not working, they're you know, brings out the worst in humanity. Mm-hmm. So I would do the Genius Bar after hours in the Soho store. And so you could only do an appointment. And we would have all these people come, rich people, like, but I need to get in. And you're like, you can't.
Yeah.
And so I got to let my anger out on them because I was like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
And then there's lady, the security guard's like, hey, this woman, she doesn't have an appointment. And I was like, well, she kind of, and I went, I was like, you need an appointment. And then I went back upstairs and the guy was like, hey, that's Steve Jobs' daughter. And I was like, shit. It was
she
Lisa
need
Jobs.
An appointment.
It was Lisa Jobs. And I was like, yo, girl, why you got such an old MacBook? She had like the oldest MacBook. And I was like, I can't believe
she had that.
I
would have
still made
shit.
Her. Steve Jobs would have respected you for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
plays ball here, Stevie. All right. Everybody waits in line.
All right. Let's do one or two more and hit the bricks. How's that sound?
I love it.
This is from Brian Sullivan. It's also too that like so many of our fucking listeners are just like knuckleheads that all have the same name as my fat. Like I have multiple family members with these like all the same names. Shout out to Brian Sullivan. have you ever made a new email address for the sole purpose to use it to get another free round of trials or apps or streaming or anything?
No.
Wait, say that again.
Have you ever used a second or made a new email address to get another round of?
I made
free
a new,
trials.
Made a new email address to get an Instagram account to stalk somebody. That's it.
What?
Really?
Light. And then I was like, this is stupid. That's the only time I've ever created.
An ex, I presume?
Yeah. Well, no. I think it was a current person who was lying. This was a while ago.
And you were trying to catch him in a lie?
Yeah. And then it didn't work.
Did you?
Nah.
Yeah. Case came up dry, huh?
Like, what did you expect to say? Like, do you think he was going to be posting other pictures or like?
I don't know. I thought I was convinced. I don't know what that situation was. I just remember like I felt so sneaky, and I was like, "This is illegal.
I kinda like
this,
it.
I'm lying about my identity.
Yeah. Garbage and nuts.
Yeah.
My kind of gal.
She's got it all, folks.
I feel too guilty to do anything bad. That's why when I was making this fake account, I'm like, oh God, I hope this is okay.
Yeah. I do it all the time. I think it was for subtitles to put on videos.
Yeah.
You can use it and it's free your first time. So I just but they don't you don't have to confirm the email.
Oh.
You know, like it doesn't like send you an email to confirm it. You just have to enter an email. So I was just doing like Kevin Ryan 1, Kevin Ryan 2.
I have a couple out there for shifty things.
What? Porn.
Yeah, maybe.
You're buying porn?
Just I'm not use buying your regular...
any. Listen, I'm not buying any type of pornography.
Wait, what's so
Kevin what? Doesn't know what he's talking about. Hey, he's a kidder, this guy. Cut the tape, Toby.
Your mom's going to come in and take out the hinges of this door.
That's it. That's it. That's the button on the show, baby.
What a time.
Yeah, I got callbacks.
Yeah.
What a hoot. Christina Hutchinson, thank you for sitting in with us. What do you want the folks out there to know that you got coming up?
Yeah, I have my solo podcast, Voices in Our Heads, available everywhere. My social media, at Christina Hutch, but it's K-R-Y-S-T-Y-N-A, and I didn't pick it. People think I picked the spelling of my name. Yeah, I'm like, what? Yeah. No. Ugh. And then I'm on tour a bunch. I'm going to be in Portland, Philadelphia, Baltimore, a lot of places. But if you go to my name, ChristinaHutchinson.com, it's all there.
Buddy, we love you. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
With us.
Great. We love you too.
Great family episode. Great company episode. Kippy, what do you got to tell them? Let them know.
First of all, at Kevin Ryan Comedy on all social media.
Come on.
And then obviously, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. We're in the top 200. Subscribing and rating and reviewing helps those numbers out. You can do that. Even if you watch it, you can fucking, you know, download iTunes and subscribe. Also, you can subscribe on YouTube. Full HD video available there. And then Patreon.com. Check it out.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. At H Foley on Ice on Twitter, Foleygrams on Instagram. We love you, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Hold on a quick second there, cowboys and cowgirls. Want to take one more quick minute and talk to you about the old stereo app. Kippy and I are having a fun time there Thursday nights at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know why you turned into a prospector all of a sudden, but we're having a good old time down there.
This is he.
Guys, go to the Stereo. The Stereo app is great. You can download it. Use our link. It'll be in the description of this episode at stereo.com/Kevin Ryan or stereo.com/H Foley. We get to wet our beaks a little bit. It's a free app for you guys, and we answer your garbage questions live on air. Mm-hmm. And every time we do, we got a couple hundred people in there. It's a party, baby.
It's growing.
It's a good time. We have a lot of fun. I have a couple of cocktails. I let my hair down. You know what I mean? I'm sitting there in my undie wundies. It's a good time.
Mm-hmm. A lot of great shows on there, not just ours. It's a fantastic app. It's free. It's fun. Get in on there. Android, iPhone, doesn't matter. Sign up today.
Yeah.